Okay, so what's up? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming. My computer is a little janky right now, but we in the building, man. So listen, let's do this. My live thing didn't work. So y'all missed the intro. We can't have a show without an intro. So we're going to play the intro again, and then we're going to come back and holler at y'all. So yeah, here we go. Show without the intro. We work hard on putting that intro together. You dig? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming Podcast, Season 2, Episode 11, with my lovely co-host, Shakiri Thomas from Chicks Into Sports. Kiki, what's going on, girl?
Hey, y'all.
What is happening? How is your Sunday going?
Oh my goodness, my Sunday is going well. Like I said, it was a little late for my after my pedicure. My bad, you know.
You were late.
My bad. I didn't expect
self care.
So it's long. Yes.
So listen, today we have family in the building. We invited our guy Malik Brown in the building to come talk with us, come chop it up with us. He's at all the ATL Dreaming Games, right? Some Peachtree Hoops, among other things. Malik, what up, folk?
What's going on, y'all? Hey, I'm glad to be here. Glad to talk some dream with y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, so I figured we'd invite Malik on, you know, to come to kick it with us. He's at all the Dream Games, and, you know, we all have dream discussions and everything. But first of all, folk, let the folk know where they can find you, Malik. Let them know where you're writing and all that jazz, man.
Yeah, so you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at _MalikATL. I write for Peachtree Hoops. You can find them at Peachtree Hoops on Twitter, all up in the Hawk stuff. Have a podcast with my wonderful co-host, Nia Simone. You can find us at In The Clutch Pod on Instagram and Twitter. We've been kind of slow on there recently, but, you know, we'll probably come back sometime soon. And that's really it. And then, of course, the only way I get to go to these Atlanta Dream Games is Crush Sports Talk with my guys, Emmanuel Glaze and Maceo Hurd. And, you know, those guys are doing some great things now with the new show. So, shout out to them. So, that's where you guys can find me.
Shout out to Glaze and Maceo, man. You know, just signed a deal doing that with the TV stuff, man.
Yeah.
Salute to those big brothers, man. They doing it big, man. I'm happy for them guys.
OGs. Respect.
Oh, geez, man. Hey, man, I already said Maceo can run for the governor of Georgia, man. He'll make it, man. You know, Everybody knows Maceo, right? Like, at least the mayor. He's going to run for the mayor, you know. Yeah. Watch out, Kasim Reed.
The mayor, for sure.
Maceo be in these streets, okay? He be in these streets.
But feel free to hit us up, you guys, if you have any Atlanta Dream questions. It's been a tough season for the Atlanta Dream, and just a quick update on the standings. They are 6-20. They're streaking, and not in a good way. Streaking in a bad direction. 11 straight losses. They're tied for 12th in the WNBA. And if, for those not paying attention at home, there are only 12 teams in the WNBA. So it's been a whale of a season, man, you know. This team is hurting and they're trying to get healthy, man. So, Malik, where do we go from here, man?
it's been a roller coaster, really. It's been a roller coaster. I mean, just everything that they faced this season with, three head coaches and players getting suspended and players getting hurt, pregnancies, like, it's just a lot going on right now. And it's kind of just you know, wait till next season. And I just feel like this team needs to, like, a whole rebrand, honestly. Like, it just seems like they just need to start over from scratch. But recently what I've been noticing is, I mean, these girls don't – they don't give up. They keep fighting. And it's these games that you don't expect them to be in. For example, the Aces, that was a competitive game. I mean, and at the end of the day, it just came down to the Aces had the better team, so they won. And then you have the game against the Sky, same thing. The Sky have Candace Parker. I mean, what can you do with that? So you have to, you know, be happy for what you've been seeing recently. And, I mean, with what they have on the team, they're fighting. So you got to give them credit somewhere.
Yeah, and we've talked about this almost every week, Carrie. It's just the fight that this team has. Look, they going out there with eight players. Like, last game, they had eight players. We'll get into the Dallas game in a little bit. But, I mean, there's a reason why these fourth quarters, they're giving up leads. They're not sharp because they're tired, you know. But this team has shown some resolve. So how do we – I guess, how do we synthesize the two of those, Akiri, with they're playing hard, but they're just, they don't have the bodies.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. Courtney Williams has been very consistent. You know, she's been the best player on the Dream Team so far. But overall, again, it just boils down to the health. Our team is not healthy. If we could get fully healthy, perhaps we could see a win. But here we are talking these losses. Lost, L. Give us a win, please.
Hey, and here's the thing. Like, we say eight players, but Tiffany Hayes is like seven and a half because she's out there thugging it out. You know she's not healthy, but she's trying to gut it out. She's like, oh, she's like James Harden for the Nets. Like, James was out there, but you knew it wasn't James Harden, right? Like, we saw Tip out there, but we know it's not the Tip that we're used to seeing. It's like she lacks that explosion consistently. She's probably trying to get her win back. But she's going out there for her team, so that's a credit to her. But in the reality, it's like, yo, we got like seven and a possible out there, you know? Yeah. I mean, last game she played 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I would take that 15 minutes, but, I mean, this team is hurting, bro. Like, I don't know how many more injuries we could take before you just got five out there.
Injuries. No one, please get pregnant. No one, please.
No one pregnant.
Wait till after the season.
Wait till after the season. Wrap it up. Take a pill. Do what you got to do, man. We can't take no more, you know?
No more.
But we are wrapping up the season. I think we have three, maybe five more games left. Three of those are at home. So hopefully they can get some home cooking. The last home games have been pretty well attended, though. I mean, Malik hasn't missed. Yep. I mean, how many? You've been to a good majority of the games, man. Talk a little bit about the crowd that's been there this year.
Yeah, the crowd has been amazing, honestly. And just, like, I mean, the arena in general is beautiful, like, already. So when you have a good amount of fans in there, it looks great. And, I mean, of course, they've had. I feel like they had some help with, of course, who came in the past couple of games, you know, Sky and Aces or whatnot. Like, those are good team, so you're gonna get more people in there. But honestly, the things that they've been doing, like, for example, they had the breast cancer awareness day, and then they had HBCU night. So I think those things actually bring more fans in as well. And, you know, you see the high school teams coming in, and you see, like, different groups and organizations coming in, bringing in kids watching the game. So, and the tickets are cheap. So, I mean, I don't see why not come to an Atlanta Dream game, you know?
Yeah, definitely. As my dog's barking, trying to chime in. But, yeah, man, it's been good seeing them. And I like the marketing that they've done with the HBCU and the breast cancer stuff and everything surrounding that. That's brilliant. Because I think that they should do more of that. You know, I think all of those, because all these are good causes as well. The last game, man, I really thought that they were going to kind of pull it out. But, again, they lose to Dallas 72-68. Courtney Williams hits a three that gets waved off at the last, like, second. Oh. It wouldn't matter, but, you know, you would have lost by one instead of four.
Moral victories.
Yeah, you know, you outscored 25-18 in the fourth quarter. And, again, it's just we reiterate it again. You know, they're just they're tired in the fourth quarter. 25-18 in the fourth. You had three girls in double figures. And like Malik said, man, they fight, man. It's so frustrating because they deserve better. But look, man, if you ain't got no wind, you ain't got no legs, that fourth quarter execution is not going to be there. Kiri, what are your thoughts on that last game?
Oh, my gosh. I was sitting there hoping and wishing and praying for a win, and it just did not happen. Oh, my gosh. Like you said, it's like they ran out of gas, and that's exactly what it is. The team is tired. They are tired. We're playing the max players that we got. That's all we got. I think Malik needs to suit up. I think Professor, I'm sorry, not Professor, Edwin. Edwin needs to suit up.
Go out there looking like Juwanna, man.
They don't want me to suit up. I'll be out there embarrassing my whole family.
We're running out of options and running out of gas at the same time. But again, resilience to our team. You've always said this, like in the last couple of games, they are not losing big, you know, they're losing a couple of points. So that is something to say. We got to say, you know, they are putting in the effort. They're just not closing out. That's just what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Again, you had 8 players suiting up. Tip only played 15 minutes, so you had 7 a little bit. And it's tough to win in this league with a 7-man rotation, especially when you don't have a top tier. And no disrespect to Courtney Williams because he's an all-star. But, I mean, those players like Asia Wilson, like, you know, Liz Canvaes, like Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, those girls are like top tier ball players, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just tough. It's tough, but we admire the fight, we admire the hustle. And let me tell you something, man, and you guys speak to this. This team doesn't look tight to me. They still look like they go out there and they have fun. They play for each other. They still dance before the games and stuff. They don't they don't carry themselves like a team that's 6-20. What have you guys noticed about, like, just the personality of the teams? Because they seem like, hey, they still enjoy playing basketball.
I mean, I feel like when you have a player that's like the type of person that Courtney Williams is, it's kind of hard to be down, like, in the locker room or whatnot. Then you have Tip. I mean, she's just full of energy. Like, those two in general, like, they're not going to, like, let the locker room be down or whatnot. Those are fighters, and they're going to keep fighting, and they know that it takes a team effort to win games. So, when you have players like Tip and Courtney on the team, it's kind of even hard to, like, be down or whatnot. Like, those two bring energy in the arena and whatnot. So, they get the crowd riled up. You know, they get down on the floor. They get grindy, dirty. Like, those are what you need. Those are the type of players that you need on the team. So, I mean, and that just – it's contagious after a minute. So, you need that type of energy on the team to lift everybody up.
What do you think, Kerry?
I agree with Malik, the energy there. You know, the team is still playing as if they are going to get a win. You know, the team is still playing and feeling the energy in the arena. I just, again, you know, I can't say anything bad about our team. Our team is full of energetic players. They seem still humble. They still see the dream. So, you know, again, I want our team to win. I think they got it in them. The fight is still there. The fight is not dead. So, yeah, we just need to get the win.
Yeah, and I think that's a testament to, first of all, those girls. Because, look, this is the third coach that you've had this season. And they still, you know what I'm saying, they still bring the energy every game. And they still – I've seen a lot of bad teams, like record-wise and sports. And, you know, Malik, you know, when you see them come out the tunnel, they just have that look in their eye like they're already defeated. Not this team. Like, they're like, yo, we're going to give it our shot. And whatever happens, happens. And, I think it's a testament. And I think that, you know, Malik mentioned a little bit earlier about what the roster may look like next year. I think it's going to look a lot different next year. I think it's going to look a lot different. But I told Malik this at the last game. I think if there's certain things that you want to build your team around, one – to me, Courtney Williams, you know, I think she needs to be part of this franchise moving forward. Whatever you got to do to lock her up for the next 3 or 4 years, go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? You know Ari's going to be here. You know, I don't know what their plans are for Tip and Elizabeth. And we have a lot of free agents that's going to be free agents this year. So, I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see what this squad looks like next year. We still need to get a coach. a GM. There's GM. A lot. Listen, if you're looking for a job, go on to Indeed and see if you can find some openings for the Atlanta Dream. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of openings that are going to be there next year. Why are you looking at me like that, Carrie? I'm just telling you.
Indeed? Did you just say Indeed?
More like LinkedIn. LinkedIn.
I don't know where you apply for the job at. That's all. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Look, the dog's gonna be everywhere. It's gonna be on Twitter. It's gonna be on Facebook. They're gonna be just promoting it everywhere because they need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's gonna be interesting to see the changes. And I think that having Renee Montgomery in the front office is definitely a plus for this team moving forward. This year is kind of like a wash, unfortunately, like it was last year. But still got 5 games left. They're still going to give it their all. That's the one thing I do know. Like, I can't say unequivocally that when they go in there, like, oh, they're going to get a dub. But I know this team is going to fight. And you give me a team that's going to fight, I'm going to roll with them all day long, right? Like, I'm going to roll all day long. Going into today's game. So today they got another game against Dallas. What do they got to do to get a win? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just need a dub. We just need a W, man. Like, what do we got to do to get a win today?
Shoot, keep fighting. Keep fighting, honestly. I mean, you know what you're going to get from Courtney. You know, last game, Tip didn't have a good game. Odyssey didn't have a good game as well either. So, if one more player steps up, I mean, Mo Billings, she continues to fight. I got to put some respect on her name, like, she's coming out. She's giving it all her every game. So if you can get at least one more person to step up, get a more than 10 points at least, and just hustle, keep fighting, I think they'll have a chance, of course. They only lost by 4 points, so.
Yeah.
What do we got to do to get a win, Kiri?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm just looking at the game and just remembering things. But truly, the Dream's offense needs to be tightened. The defense was really not so good, but I believe offense is also the issue here. So if they could tighten up that offense, maybe, like you said, grant one more person to close it out, offense needs to straighten it up. That's all they need. One more. Just one more.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it seems like they take turns having good games. Like, you know, I mean, Courtney's been really consistent, but even sometimes, you know, she'll be off a little bit, and one person has a high hand. You need at least 2, maybe 3, to get that hot hand going, right? Like, like a little bit of a synergy. Monique has been really consistent down low, banging. You know, maybe if we get Elizabeth the ball and maybe get her some easy buckets, you know what I'm saying? Get Courtney going, get Odyssey going, and they can get a dub. I mean, I think that and I don't know how you do this because obviously, you know, your fourth quarter play hasn't really been that good, and it's probably because your legs are tired. Maybe the coaching staff needs to rotate these bodies in and out a little bit more. I don't know. Because, like, you got 8 players.
Right.
You don't have a full second squad.
Oh, no, right? You say you play. Is it like you said, playing out there 7.5 players? I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to think about.
Yeah. And I remember last year in the Wubble, former coach Nikki said, look, at one time Darius had to come in and play so they could run 5-on-5.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Like they're doing that now, as my mom calls me on my mom's messing up the podcast. But they have 8 players. So, you know, Darius is probably running in practice. They probably got like another assistant coach or trainer. So 8 players is going to be tough. But listen, I think they can win. I think they can get a W today, you know. Yeah, they only lost 4 last game. They got to be hungry, and they don't play tight. So, I don't know, man. We're gonna project a good game for them today, man. We're going to project a good game. I say Dream win by 3 today. I say they get a nail biter today. They are playing today at 4 p.m. in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And, so I'm going to go Dream by 3 today, man. You guys got any prediction today?
I think I'll take that prediction, too. 1 point. Okay, I'm gonna take ease. I'm gonna take ease.
Carrie, you said one.
Just one. About one.
Okay, yeah. So between the three of us, we're all projecting a Atlanta Dream win. We're all putting that good juju out in the air for them. And
break the streak. You know,
yeah, we got to break this streak, man. We got to break the streak. I know Courtney Williams was very good last game. Did do any of you guys have a different player of the week? They only had the one game this week, so we're pretty much just talking about the Dallas game. You know, we usually have about two or three games, but they only had the one game. Any other people of note other than Courtney in that last game?
You know, I'm going to always say Courtney, but if I had to pick a second one, if you forced me to do a second one, I'll say Monique Williams. She finished with like 15 points, 11 rebounds, and it was her second double-double of the season and her seventh of her career. So I'll say Mo Billings.
Yeah. Monique has been hustling. She's been doing work down low, man. Even had a good game against Vegas, against Cam Bage and Aja Wilson. You know, she's been very consistent these past couple of games. Malik, you got someone outside of Courtney?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Mo too. Like I said, she's just been working hard, grinding. Like she's the dog out there. So I mean, of course, you got dogs like Tip in court, but Mo seems like that kind of like the unsung hero. So I mean, you got to give it to Mo.
Yeah, I like what I see out of Mo and Courtney. I really would like to see Ari really ball out these last five games. You know what I'm saying? It would really be nice. Yeah. And I know her minutes sometimes are kind of low, and I really would like to see more of her. I don't have a Coach Darius' phone number, so I can give him a call and be like, hey, man, let's run Ari a little bit more, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like during this time, you know, you got five games left. Roll with the players that you think are going to be with this team next season, and I strongly believe, I mean, Ari's definitely going to be on the team next season, so, you know, get her some more run.
Yeah, you know, no disrespect to Odyssey, but look, man, throw the work out there, bro. Like, let her get the minutes. And I think that's a good gamble. I mean, why not?
Yeah. What you got to lose?
Yeah. So, I would really like to see Ari take off these last five games. It would be good to see her have a really big breakout game, and hopefully it'll be nice if it was today. Just before we wrap things up, upcoming games for the Dream, and I have it written down here. So today they're playing in Dallas. They will be home this week on Wednesday, taking on the Phoenix Mercury. Wednesday. I'm trying to think. I might be able to make that game. I'm not sure. Got to check with gymnastics and all that stuff. Y'all know how my schedule is. Wednesday at the home. Are you guys going to be at the home game on Wednesday or no? Or maybe. I know I'm curious.
Maybe. I might be there. Maybe.
Okay. Then they go to Washington on that Friday. And the following week is when they close out the season. They got two games against the Indiana Fever. And one game against the Indiana Fever, a game against the LA Sparks, which is the final home game. And the final game of the season is against Connecticut. So we're winding things down, man. Five more games left. And, you know, they're going to put it out there. But one thing we do here on this pod, Malik, is we do a unsung hero. And unsung hero can be somebody on the court or off the court. And we just kind of nominate somebody, you know, to kind of keep things light, keep it, you know, keep the brevity up, you know. So I'm going to ask Kiri. Kiri, do you have a unsung hero for this week?
Of course I do. Of course I do. And I couldn't wait to tell my unsung hero because she's one of my favorites. E. Will, you know, E. Elizabeth Williams, amazing player, amazing person in general. She tweeted a few days ago, I always appreciate the WNBA Zoom calls on voting rights. This 2021 November election is sneaking up on us. Researchers, city council members, school board members, et cetera, it matters. Thank you. You know, and again, E. Williams still out there making a difference, telling everyone to vote because look what happened last year. Look what happened. Look, she was like that standout player that was saying, look, guys, we need to do this. We need to make a change, and she's still doing it. And big ups to E. Wills. That's my unsung hero for this week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, shout out to E. Will, man. We've talked about the Dream doing work on and off the court for almost, this is our second season. That's almost a part of every show. I mean, they're just that good of a team that's that clocked in and that tuned in to the city and beyond the city on a national level. So salute to E. Will. She's always done great work. So Malik, do you got a unsung hero this week?
Carrie took mine. I was definitely gonna say E. Williams, but no, I do have another one. I'm gonna give it to Mo again, and it's crazy. I know you guys. Shout out to Rashad. We talk about Dreaming once in a while, and he sent me this tweet that Mo had tweeted out. I think it was maybe last week, and she said just a random shout out to the WNBA fans. Y'all are really the best. Media too, especially the small companies helping push us players year in and year out. We see you. The interns, the ball people, legit, I notice it all and I'm thankful every day. And I was like, yo, like, that's love right there. She notices everybody, like, the small companies like us. Like, we just, support the W, for real.
Yeah, that is dope, man. Because, like, I felt that, like, and not everyone has that level of appreciation. Because, when you're on kind of the level that we are, when you're kind of independent and doing this thing kind of out the love, and you're doing this thing in addition to working another job, or you're doing this thing, whatever the case may be, a lot of times the appreciation isn't always there. But it's dope for her to even tweet that. It's dope for her to even acknowledge that. And salute to her, man. Salute to her. Bro. Yeah. my unsung hero is, and I apologize, there is, I forget the guy's name, and I might have to even come back next podcast and get his name, but I was watching ESPN this week, and Kevin Blackstone mentioned a guy who is a chef, and he is out in Louisiana, feeding all of the people who are doing work down there as in the aftermath of the hurricane. And they said he's feeding something like 1,500 people like a day. He's got a crew out there and they're feeding these people who are working to restore the aftermath after the hurricane. I hate that I forget his name, but I know that him and there's a lot of people out here that do similar things to those in those type of circumstances. So I just want to salute all of those people that are doing that type of work and may not get the love, may not get the fanfare or the, the notoriety from the media, because the media, all they really want to talk about is people dying of COVID. But there are a lot of good stories going on. There's a lot of good stories going on of people doing really good work. And I know right now it's hard to have hope in humanity, but there are some people doing good things. There are some people doing good things. So I want to shout that brother out who is making those meals and everybody else who's doing things like him. So that's really what matters, man, taking care of people. Great. So, yeah, man, salute to that brother. So, salute. Yep, we are about an hour and a half away from tip-off between the Atlanta Dream and the Dallas team. And we all predicted wins today for the Atlanta Dream. And I got a good feeling for today, so hopefully – they can break that funky little streak and, get it popping, man. So, Kiki, do you have any parting shots for today?
So, my parting shot is just kind of piggybacking off of what you just said about winning. Winners are not people who never fail, but people who never quit. That is my
point.
That's all, girl. I like that. I like that.
Preach. Preach. Preach, Sister Thomas, please.
Make that my screen. I like that. Brother Malik, man, thank you for joining us today, man. You got a parting shot for us?
Man, look, like I said, I hope we get a win tonight, today. Thank you guys for having me. I know I'm supposed to come on like months ago, but, I'm here now, so I appreciate you guys for always rocking with me. I appreciate all the help you guys give me. And yeah, go Dream.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We had Nia on earlier, and we were like, man, bump Malik, man. He ain't got time. I'm playing. But I'm glad we were able to get you on, man. Maybe next time we could get Malik and Nia on at the same time. But I wanted to grab Malik, get them on before we end the season. But my parting shot is this, man. As we're about to celebrate, hey, be quiet. You know I got to speak in Hey, as we're about to celebrate Labor Day and celebrate, you know, most of us are going to have Monday off. Thank God. You know, just embrace the time that you have with your peoples. You know what I'm saying? Embrace the people, embrace your family, your loved ones, and just, you know, enjoy life. You know, don't be caught up in the negative. Turn that news off. Get away from all that negativity. Embrace the good of life. And good things will come to you. Good things will come to you. So
absolutely love that.
Love it. I'll preach it today.
Yeah, hey, Kiri brought that heat with a quote, so I, you know, I had to step the game up a little bit.
I love it.
Hey, but on behalf of Kiri and Malik, I'm E-Dub from the Game Time Podcast Network. We thank you guys for checking us out on the ATL Dreaming Podcast. If you didn't catch us live, make sure to catch us on all of your streaming platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, all of those podcasts. You can stream all our past shows. And we'll see you next week, hopefully talking about another Atlanta Dream win. We will see you when we see you. Peace and love.
See you guys. We'll be right back.